Minecraft Did You Know? Dorite, granite, and andesite aren't just something you can mine, it's something you can craft as well. Dorite just requires 2 cobblestone and 2 quartz. Andesite is 1 dorite and 1 cobblestone. And granite is 1 dorite and 1 quartz.
It's Friday night, and that can mean only one thing. You're tuned in to the 77th Combine's Cocktail Hour. A weekly show from your favorite Minecraft Bedrock Edition realm, the 77th Combine. We'll discuss current events on the realm, take a look at the latest news from Mojang, and have a grand old time with your favorite players from the realm. And now, your host. Don't let his tongue-tiedness fool you. He really is a semi-decent player. It's J.R. Tazel. And now, the 77th Combine's Cocktail Hour.
Thanks, Captain Monkey Feet. This is indeed the 77th Cocktail Hour for the week of August 17th, 2018. I'm Tazel, coming in from the Tazelverse Studios. Today, I'm just going to be doing the headlines. There's not a ton of headlines from this week. We had a whole bunch from last week, so much shorter headlines this time. And then we'll be getting right into our main discussion, which is going to be an upcoming project that the 77th Combine is going to be embarking on, which is going to be our first real big creative build. But we'll get more into that here in a bit. But first, before we get into all that fun conversation, let's get into some quick items happening on the 77th Combine.
From the 77th Combine newsroom, this is a Cocktail Hour special report.
No new members this week. We do have had members in the past, but they all have gotten in or discussed and continued on their way. But if you are interested in applying for the 77th Combine, come check out our website at the77thcombine.com on how to apply. The 77th will also be starting a new world in the Special Edition realm, as I mentioned earlier. This will be a new ongoing creative project to showcase all our great builders, redstoners, and designers on the realm. Our current project will be 1,500 by 1,500 square feet of enjoyable island fantasy, which we will be discussing in our main conversation. And that was news from the 77th, now from around the Minecraft world. Java pre-release 1.13.1, pre-release 1, is now out. It has a lot of bug fixes, including many related to performance. Hopefully some of those will be coming to us over on the Bedrock side as well. One of the more popular Minecraft YouTube groups out there is Hermitcraft, and they are doing an all-day live stream on Saturday, August 18th. It starts off with Stress Monster over at 11 a.m. UTC, that'd be 7 a.m. Eastern and 4 a.m. Pacific for us North American listeners. Then it goes every 2 hours for each additional Hermit. We have Exuma Void, we have Iskal, False, Scar, Tango, and then it all wraps up at 11 p.m. UTC, which is midnight Eastern or 9 p.m. Pacific, with... I didn't write down who that was. It ends up with someone, I forget. But you can see all that stuff over at Twitch and Mixer. And you can find, specifically if you check out all the different YouTubers over on Hermitcraft, their Twitch and Mixer streams and such, they'll have tons of different stuff up there. Or you can check our show notes for specifics as to the schedules. This week, there are a number of creative builds, mashups, and worlds that Mojang is showcasing over on their website. This week, you can read and see about Nasher Grove City Library by Destructive Burn. It's a marvelous cathedral-like structure that could possibly house every book in the world within its humongous halls. Old Fallen Castle by Fall Studios, which is based on a well-preserved castle over in Australia. Or Austria. Australia is very different than Austria. Intricate Islands by... Arforkov? Sure, we'll go with that. Self-contained dioramas mix natural beauty with intricate homes, everything from tiny little cottages to huge castles, all on these neat little islands. And then last we have Forgotten Depths by Ranger Gillian, a mysterious and morbid undersea scene with a giant skeleton and a sunken treasure chest. Find all those over at Minecraft.net. And, believe it or not, that was it for the headlines for this last week. Okay, so besides all of this, what is going on? There was tons and tons of rum still down from... Whoa, what is going on in... Okay, something's going on in chat. I don't know what's going on. There was tons and tons of things trying to distract me as I was going through those headlines. So hopefully...
Don't mind the man behind the curtain.
Yeah, so we are joined by a whole bunch of people here. Let's see, who all do we have here? We have Cat Redbeard, Potato...
Hello.
Lillian Mage, Ms. Grumpy Cat is listening in and chatting over there. Something Boy. About the realm being down? I don't know what's going on there. We also have Jericho Jack, which you heard a little bit ago, and Yo Mate. Say hi, guys.
Hello.
Hello,
hello.
Oh, yes, and Second NPN is there as well. I skipped over Secondhand, but he and I think Kat are just going to be listening in here every week. Yes, because you're not chatting, you're just listening in. But yes, as I mentioned before, this is going to be a group sort of project build that we are going to be working on here. So, the 77th Combined has been around for... No, come back, Secondhand. Come on. We read your messages. He said he was walking away sadly. But yeah, so... 77th Combined has been around for almost 2 years now at this point. We've had... This is season 6. We've had... Well, 6.5, because we had a sort of half season... At one point that we did something unique with. We have 77th Special Edition Realm, which has hosted many worlds, special games, mini games. We have Redstonia, which is constantly there for our members to play around with Redstone and get help and figure out different mechanics, as well as all the basics. So we decided it was time to start maybe doing something else in there, another long ongoing project. So what we're going to do... is try to build a giant map that would be experienced by others in adventure mode. Now, the stuff that we know, here's the stuff that we know. It is, yes, Fairyland. Cat is finally making a fairy world, yes. So what we know for a fact, the only things that are sort of solidified at this point, so we're still in the early stages, is it's going to be a 1500 by 1500 roughly size map in the middle of the ocean. So it's self-contained. We don't have to worry about weird borders or anything along those lines. We'll delete the world around. So, you know, if you swim out too far, you'll fall into the void sort of thing. We also know that the theme is going to be fantasy based. And Kat really wants to do fairies. So I guess that's pretty solidified, although how she's doing fairies, good fairies, that is, I don't know. Evil fairies we've kind of figured out, but good fairies I'm not quite sure yet. But beyond that, this is sort of what this conversation is all about. We're trying to figure out what do we want to do. It's not yes, Avatar Tree, possibly. Cat. Because I've been sort of thinking about this quite a while, and the ops have been discussing this as well for quite a while, and we have a lot of ideas. And since I posted it up on the 77th band, there's been tons of ideas there as well. But I've been talking enough at this point, so why don't I let some of you guys come up with some of the general ideas of what we're trying to get at. I know a bunch of you have mentioned you want to get in and in charge of some of the cities, maybe some of the End City or the Nether cities or whatnot. So I leave this for you guys. Sorry, say again?
we'll do all of that terraforming first before we can do any building, really.
Well, depending on... And you're a little muffled there, Potato. Depending on what sort of direction the group wants to go in as a whole, I think we'll determine what the general landscape is going to be. So, yes, I know, Lappers. So, there's been a couple different general ideas as to the layout we're looking at. We're looking at... Yes, Lola. Yes. My dog is very excited for some reason. So, the original idea... No, sorry. I'm getting ahead of myself. Go... What do you guys have as a general... If you were to look down at the map of this world, for the overworld, what sort of shape, what sort of very obvious landmarks would you think this world should have?
If I could ask one quick question.
Sure.
Real quick, what is the grand scheme of the things? Is this a marketplace map? Is this a free to download map? Is this a just for us map? What is the grand scheme of things map?
Especially since this is our very first project of this sort. I mean it's possible it could end up being a marketplace sort of thing. I don't know if we'll be at that level or happy enough at that level to do that, but at the very least I would say it should be something that we as 77thers can play either in a quest sort of mode or in a PvP sort of landscape sort of mode, and also something that we could put on our website as something that people that are interested in what we do and what's available as sort of the start of our download section. Anything beyond that would be gravy.
So for now, this is for us... A showcase for us, something that we've done for us to showcase, something that we've done, but something that we could possibly put up on MCPEDL, maybe go on to Marketplace.
Yeah, I would have possibly. To be incredibly happy with it, or... be completely overwritten by everyone else to have it go on to the marketplace, because I'm sure marketplace has a whole bunch of other rules and regulations, and I know that would end up falling on me to actually work through. But it's not outside the possibility of that happening, but I don't see that as our primary objective. No.
I mean, nothing else, I would like it to be like on a place where you can download it.
Yeah, that's what I said. At the very least, I wanted to put it on our website in the download section.
Yeah, I just wanted to see what our realistic expectations were of this thing, just to see where we could go with it. You know, just to see kind of where we were, you know, heading with it.
Right. Okay, so I see the primary use of it is probably going to be by us.
us for us kind of thing.
By us for us. It's going to be on the 77th website when we're done. And if we do get good at this, maybe we'll do this as a every 6 months we'll come out with something, or every year we'll come out with a new product. So next one could be Future Land or whatever, maybe. But yeah, it's primarily for us because survival's great. I like survival. To be a member of the 77th, you still have to sort of be part of the survival world, to the main realm. But I know there's a lot of us that would love to just play with Minecraft. And you really kind of need survival you need creative mode to do that. You know, the creative...
No, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, making, you know, having things with like fire tick off, you know, so you can have ever burning fires in different areas and not worry about them spreading, or, you know, water in the Nether. You know, lots of weird tweaky things that people really want to do, but, you know, creative mode's gonna let us do all this sort of stuff. Maybe even if because we're going to have griefing off for mob griefing. Maybe even a cavern with a wither in it, or, you know, really cool, weird stuff. You know, basically whatever we can think of and are physically able to do within the realm of creative, this should allow us to sort of flex those muscles a little bit.
Which brings me on to my next question. Like, when we played the Kingdom of Avalon quests in the creative realm, or not creative, but the special edition realm, there was like bosses you would have to fight, and I think one of them was a wither. So you'd go into these different, you know, boss fights, and a couple of them were different withers, and you would have to go into these different areas. So are we trying to do different, you know, boss fight arenas and do all these different type of things, or are we trying to just do a map area, or are we trying to do quest type maps?
Well, that's what we're deciding tonight.
That's where I'm guiding this discussion.
Well, I've done a lot of talking, so I mean, there's a lot of people on this recording here. So I really don't want to keep jumping in here if I can avoid it. So I mean, what do you guys think?
Well, I mean, we have to think realistically because it's a realm. I mean, if we're going to do like a survival game type thing, at maximum the realm can only hold 10 people. So depending on how large we make the map, it's going to take forever for any of us to find each other.
Well, when we did the Avalon map, it wasn't that bad because
that was a quest thing, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, it was a quest thing, but once we got organized, it was relatively quick and easy, and I mean, we're fairly pro given the circumstances of the 77th. But if we give this map up to like an MCPEDL kind of a situation where we give this map up to where we give it into a here, try this map out and give it, you know, to the public, you know, is it something we want to, is it a quest map? Is it a free for all map? Is it a, like, how do we want to,
I think,
where is this going?
Does anyone have any responses to that?
I was going to say.
Trying to think.
You want me?
Okay, so I was thinking that this was going to be mostly one of those like build maps where you just build up and people can kind of free for all run around and look and explore it as they want to. We have not explored, to my knowledge, any kind of quest or anything built into it. That certainly is something we can add as it kind of fleshes out, but right now we're just trying to get a feel for what kind of areas they're going to be, and you know, who's going to kind of work on what area, and the interest within the realm of who wants to actually work on it. That's kind of where we're at. We haven't really gone beyond that.
And there's a mysterious grumpy cat in our midst.
Yeah, I was tired of chat being ignored.
So yeah, we're looking to make a adventure mode map.
Okay.
So whether we integrate goals, as I mentioned in the post, I would love, if nothing else, that there be something along the lines of, you know, you have to collect 77 of something, you know, because we're the 77th combined. So combining 77 items that are scattered amongst everywhere would be an amazing thing.
I like the PvP maps too, where you can find different chests with random loot in it throughout the map, and we could do possibly like a some sort of, you know, where you can do multiple things on it. You could either have it be a PvP map, you could do a quest where it's not really where you gather items, but by gathering all the items you kind of tour the whole map. I mean, we could easily incorporate stuff like that more towards the end of the project, I guess.
Yeah, it would be kind of interesting if it were a survival game map type of thing. Kind of explore. That scared me so bad.
Sorry, Lola's all upset.
So I think right now we're just trying to figure out who has interest in building on the map and what they have interest in building. So I know what I'm going to do and what my section's going to be. I think Rick has expressed wanting to do the evil fairy, so he's going to be kind of the nether side of what I'm doing, or you know, a rival area to what I'm doing. I think Tazel's got something in mind for his area, and I'm not sure who else is going to do something.
I mean, I might probably go around and go decorate me. I kind of wanted to do trees made out of like colored glass, and they'd be kind of like crystal type looking trees, because fairy, I think, lighter stuff. So
yeah, we can definitely have some areas that are themed. So because I think a crystal trees all over the place might look weird, but a whole area of crystal trees I think would look really cool.
We kind of want to have like team captains or something like that who are going to manage their areas, and then people working with them. So you know, you can definitely talk to me if you want to about doing that area with me. And then if anybody else wants to do whatever other areas, as we start listing the areas and get kind of figured out who's going to be in what area and who's going to kind of manage that area, because we want it to be consistent. We don't want it to be kind of all over the place.
Yeah.
And so we're just trying to figure out right now, I think, the different areas that we're going to have. So I suggested, I don't know if anybody's seen or heard of Shannara Chronicles. And they had, I was just thinking of something that had, I guess Lord of the Rings would probably be way more relatable, not to me, but to everybody else. Corn's listening to us, but he's not participating. More relatable to everyone else, of different, having different, is species the right term? Of different
species would be right. Races.
Okay. Of different, genius, I'm really even bad at this. Of different races within the same world, and having it kind of broken out by those different people. So you know, we can do like the humans, the fairies, the orcs or whatever, the gnomes, or I don't even know. This would be where the slightly nerdier people would come into
play here. The drows, the Pokemon, and the
I'm
planning on making a dungeon, by the way, with a giant labyrinth and traps and fun little things.
Oh, I would love a labyrinth to explore. That would be so fun.
Well, that'd be cool, but who manages the labyrinth is kind of the thing. We want to have, like, you know, some...
Well, I'm just saying, like, this is my dream idea right now. Like, a really awesome dungeon and finish it. Generations, but that...
Yeah, no one knows about that dungeon in Generations except for me and you, yo.
What? That was going wonderful places.
Yeah, there's a hidden dungeon with multiple layers and labyrinths and a whole bunch of interesting things that you guys never got to play with.
Aww.
It could be amazing to watch you guys get frustrated and rage about it.
Was this your, was this the birch or the whatever? I guess it's not the same thing.
Nope, not even close.
The thing that I was thinking off to do every time you were on, you're like, hey, where are you? I'm like, I was underground in a maze, building a maze.
Of course you were. And I'm busy dying.
Yep. But anyway, so the only problem I see with different races is, and this came up when we were discussing maybe having a nether city with Illagers, and maybe the bleed through of that nether city on the overworld using the Evoker, no, Vexes, using the named Vexes, which are sort of like pixies and fairies and, you know, just evil. How do we do the other races?
I wasn't planning on having any live people in mind.
Well, I mean, if we're building downwards from the top, if you guys want to do races, I mean, I was thinking making plateau areas and having each plateau area be kind of related to a specific race, maybe?
What do you mean plateaus?
Like, as you build down, you have, like, these massive flat areas as you build the further you go down, I guess. So, darn, I have it in my head. I'm very bad at explaining things.
A giant island is what we're going for, right?
Yeah.
A giant island with multiple sections all over it.
Yes.
I think the only scaling would be if we do, like, an underground city or potentially a cloud city as well.
Well, I mean, I think
that'd be the furthest up or down we'd go.
I thought by, like, building down as in, like, you basically hollow out, I guess, the island, or whatever, like the massive air, middle in the area, and you kind of have, I kind of want to draw this out now.
Like a funnel?
Yes, kind of. So you have like a massive open area as you go down, and you've got, I'm so bad at explaining this, I'm so sorry. Basically, you have like these massive like hills in the island, but it's like, it doesn't have a top to it. Or, I guess you could say it's more like a bowl with hills or flat.
Like a volcano?
Something like that.
Well, that'd be more of a caldera.
Yes, I think like a caldera.
That'd be one information.
Interesting.
I'll have to look up a video, because there was this video I watched of this guy who creates a massive Minecraft world, massive Minecraft type build, and he had created an island that is kind of what I'm thinking of, that I'm trying to currently explain it, and I'm bad at it. So,
well, who here has seen Hermit Wars or Hermit Quest?
I have.
Llama?
Nope. That's about it.
Fantastic.
Is that?
Highly recommend.
Is that the one? I want to do the one. I really, really want to do the one where they have to craft basically everything in Minecraft for points. Is that the same? Is that Quest or no?
Totally different series. No. Oh. So that was a UHC where they had to not craft everything, but they had to get as far in the same seed as everyone else, and as many achievements within a set amount of time.
Well, right. So they were like throwing things into a central location, and they got points every time they threw something in that was unique. Like,
oh, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, that was a totally different one than the one he's describing. That was a cool one, but
really totally different to do that one.
That's a cool one. That's a cool one, but no, totally different one.
Okay. I mean, in adventure mode, you can still craft things. You just can't mine things. So they would have to find a dirt block. They'd have to find, you know, sugar cane. They'd have to find whatever, you know. You can get stuff like rotten flesh and gunpowder and bones. So one of my ideas was you could have in, you know, maybe a gnome-themed area where it's all machinery, sort of steampunk stuff. You could have a sugar cane farm, you know, with pistons. And you could drop bone meal in, because you can get bones in the world, and you can convert your bone meal into, you know, sugar cane, and then do stuff with that. So you can make rockets.
A steampunk, like, troll area would be amazing.
Gnomes traditionally are... No, gnomes are very different than trolls. A, they're much, much shorter to begin with.
Corn was just very offended right now.
Yeah, me and Corn are nothing alike.
Great people.
Yeah, yeah.
I believe we're trying to pronounce awesome.
As something. Okay, so whoever those guys are, that would be a really awesome area for someone else to do.
Yeah, so maybe we need to first... Okay, so we have the caldera sort of idea. There was an idea about a volcano. That there was the idea of just having a mountain, which we could have, you know, caves and other stuff inside of it. The volcano idea, you would have probably the nether portal, you know, into the pits of the hell that is the nether.
I'm posting some pictures of what the idea was. I found the video and I took some pictures of what I had in the idea of. So they're posting, if you want to look at them. They're in Discord.
Oh, in Discord. Wait, in Discord.
Yeah.
Not seeing anything
in the peanut gallery.
Yeah, I'm in the
peanut gallery. Well, a bit.
Oh, okay.
At first, the guy, he made a mess
there it goes.
Of what it was, but the layout of it is kind of like what I had an idea of in my head. And then I was trying so very hard.
Yeah, the place we're looking at, that looks to be about maybe 200, maybe 300 blocks. This world's going to be about 5 times this size. To give an idea of scale. Okay. Yeah, this is not going to be... let's put it this way. The overworld alone should be able to easily support four very large cities with some smaller villages scattered throughout, with little itty-bitty cottages all over the place, traveling villagers, traveling trading posts, roads connecting the different cities together, all that sort of stuff.
Oh, so we're creating a world? It's a wilderness. We're creating an island or a world?
It's a world that is inside of a... So, for instance, if you look at the post I made... Oops, wrong mouse. If you look at the post I made... Australia. Over, yeah, think of Australia.
Ooh, that's a good way to put it. Yes, it's in Australia.
Think of Australia.
It's a continent.
Yeah, the picture I posted when I initially mentioned this idea, that map there is actually the original map for Hermit Wars, which was the Hermitcraft's first sort of custom built. And if you really look at the map, you'll see that there's four little areas that are actually four different cities.
And they are big cities.
Yeah, well, they're not nearly as big as I remembered them being, but they're fairly large cities.
They're decent size if you're going to actually build them. They're decent.
Yeah.
A question.
Sure.
To be using command blocks to do certain fun things.
There will be yes. Commands enabled, yes. For everyone.
Okay, and now with that, are we going to do command block fun with, like, boss fighting?
We could.
So the only thing is... Word of caution with command blocks is if you break this the world, it's broken.
Well, obviously, yeah. Like,
well, I'm just saying before we go nuts with commands, if it breaks, it's broken, and you have a lot of people that are very angry with you.
So should that only the team captains have the ability to be ops? Because I think you can only get command blocks if you're an op.
Well, no. Sorry, go ahead, Kat.
No, you go ahead.
So, the idea is anything that can be done without command blocks should definitely be done without command blocks. Not just because, command blocks are kind of cheaty. I mean, we're in creative mode, but still. I mean, there's cheaty and there's cheaty.
I would think it'd be a good idea to have the command blocks for, like, certain types of areas, like, if someone's making, like, a game area that requires continuous commands, that'd probably be a good idea.
Well, it would be for things like, if we were to do a wither, for instance, I think I'd want to spawn the wither in with a command block and have some function in a command block to be able to kill the wither if something really weird or bad happens or stuff like that.
Like if the wither leaves that area.
Yeah. Or, for instance, a command block could be used for things like displaying text on the screen when you enter certain areas. That's something that you need a command block for. But I don't know really what you would need... I take that back. One other thing I can think of is area effects. So if a player goes within an area, say, maybe a swamp area, it applies blindness. Continuously until you're out of that area. Command blocks are going to make the world a lot more laggy, especially if they're running constantly.
And we probably, I'm like the least knowledgeable about command blocks in this entire chat probably, but I would assume we wouldn't add those in until kind of near the end anyway, maybe.
Well, it depends on what they would be implemented in.
And that depends on where the testing phase is.
Yeah, I think though with Kat's right that command blocks as to test a command block, sure, I can see that being done earlier, but leaving a command block on, I don't think really.
No, absolutely. That's later in the game.
Yeah.
Command block, that can be mid to late phase.
I mean, before we get to that sort of stuff, we're dealing
and all
with
all that is yeah. Early. Yeah,
I mean, we don't even have a seed command yet.
And all that is, yeah. Command and all that is late game. That's way towards the end.
Yeah, I mean, the first thing we really sort of need to decide is what sort of island are we looking for? Are we looking? We've mentioned three at this point. Is there any other sort of, do we want something big and flat? I personally think that would be kind of boring, but no. I can see advantages to a big flat world.
I don't want to. I personally do not want to start off with a flat world because that is
no. By flat, I don't mean flat world. I mean flat as in plains and forests. You know, no big hills, no mountains. You know, we're looking at.
I think if we could find an area that has, I mean, it's going to just be a huge challenge to find a big island with several biomes on it, and then kind of go from there. I would like to. I don't know what I'm envisioning is something like, you know, extreme hills, like roofed forest or whatever, where it has the mushrooms and the dark oak and whatever that forest, and then maybe I'm not sure what the other one would be like. You know, some.
Well, Jig will want a birch forest.
Well, if he, I don't know. That, I haven't heard him say that he's going to do it. You know, several different biomes would be ideal for me.
Now, just out of curiosity, just because I haven't heard this mentioned before, but has anyone thought of porting this to a Java using a world editor on a PC, creating a template on a PC and using world editor to create the seed and editing the island and then porting it from Java to Bedrock and then exporting it to Bedrock?
The base world, I can see us doing that because there are a lot of really good grand sweeping functions that's useful there.
Because that'll get rid of all of the extra terrain and all of the crap that we don't want to have to deal with, the extra bleh that we don't want to have to manually delete. you know what I'm saying? Like the extra, because I don't want to have to delete a bunch of terrain by hand that we're not going to use. Like, let's be real here. Like, I can manually build terrain. That's fine. I will build terrain. But deleting terrain, like, around the world?
By the time that you guys start working on the world, that part will all be done. I'll take care of that. That's not an issue.
We just need to know what biomes to put in there, right? Is that basically what we're
not
to?
It's not even what biomes. It's even more basic than that. Again, we're still on, do we want a volcano in the middle? Do we want a big mountain, a single mountain in the middle, a couple mountains? Do we want to have a big caldera where it sinks down in the middle instead of going up? A caldera is, okay, you know the Gulf of Mexico.
Sure.
It's not technically a caldera, but you know that ring shape?
Sure.
It's like a big crater with a volcano.
Okay. Yeah. A caldera technically is the what's left over when a volcano erodes. So the lava is stronger than the surrounding rock. So the surrounding rock actually gets washed away first, you know. My town in New Jersey actually was on a caldera. And what you get are these rings, these giant craters, where it's like a big C shape, or maybe sometimes even just a straight up O that's filled with water sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I would like for on one of the, you know, I would rather build on the edge of the island somewhere, north, south, east, west, doesn't really matter. And have like a big lagoon there to build around. That would be my personal preference for my area. I think people are going to have to kind of decide what they want to do with their area, and then we'll put it all together in an island. You know what I mean?
So if you wanted to do, we can't really do that.
Why? If we're like building terrain left and right, then why can't we?
Because we can't all work in the same world then.
Huh?
If everyone's building their own thing and then we're piecing it together later, everyone can't work in the same world.
That's not what I mean. I mean, okay. you're talking about taking care of the terrain before we open the world up.
Right.
And that's what I'm saying, is that people should kind of decide what area they're wanting to, what kind of thing they're wanting to build, what kind of area they want to build around, and then we can fashion the world after that and kind of assign people areas like they did on, I guess, Hermitcraft this season, where they sectioned off their map You know, I don't know if they did that custom. I doubt they did it custom.
No, but that was a seed they just found.
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying, though. So people have preferences. They can be kind of given areas based on that. So if I want a lagoon, you want a volcano in the middle, then we find a map that has some sort of lagoon in one corner and a mountain in the middle.
Okay, but that's what I said we're trying to figure out right now.
I know, I'm agreeing with you.
Oh, okay.
But only you and I.
So we got a catalog and find a seed with a lagoon on a volcano in a, you know,
Australia.
Believe it or not, there's actually recently on I want to say OMG Craft's channel.
Is there a seed finder?
Yes. PE? So there's not seed finder PE. Again, we can find this in Java and do this in Java and then export it. Because basic biome exportation is easy and simple. So there's this neat little thing where you can specify what biomes you want within so far of spawn. And it will go through all the calculations and find different seeds that meet those criteria. In fact,
but we're not even looking for a specific seed, though.
Well, but the thing is, so we're like, okay, well, we want to have, you know, a swamp area. Someone wants a swamp. Someone wants a birch forest. Someone wants a, you know, mountain area. Someone wants a...
Well, okay, so not specific seed, but like specific spawn.
Specific biomes.
Yeah, we're looking for specific biomes.
Within a certain radius, yeah.
Yeah.
So what we can do is we can drop all that in. It'll spit out, say, 10 seeds. And then we check out those seeds and see if any of them meet what we would want. You know, does this have a legume? Is this, you know, something we could convert to a map easy enough? You know, that sort of stuff.
Sounds good to me.
Well, I mean, it's worth a shot.
Okay, so then getting back to my original question. What sort of overall shape... And I'm not talking about a lagoon. I'm not talking about, you know, how much is shoreline and that sort of stuff. I'm talking about, do we want something where it goes up in the middle, goes down in the middle? Do we want something that has... Do we want a underwater city somewhere on the map? Because, and this is sort of where I was trying to go with it, if... we're having a map that goes up, then what we can do is we can modify the map and drop it down, which gives us more vertical building. If we want a map that we're going to want to sort of go down in, then we don't want to obviously lower sort of where sea level is. We want sea level to say, you know, where sea level is. So that way we can dig down and build, you know, giant underground stuff and, you know, giant valleys down into the depths of the world. What sort of general overarching shape do we want to do with this island?
I think it would be kind of cool to kind of funnel in the middle down to an area that's... where the portals are, so it would be kind of funneling to the Nether without actually reaching the Nether, obviously, but that would be interesting, I think. But I know that you really want to do a volcano, so I'm not really...
Well, I don't really care about a volcano. I just want to have something, and it's called the visual weenie, as funny as that sounds. So that's a term that refers to something that draws your eye to bring you towards another location. So whether it's a volcano high up in the sky or a valley far down in the ground, as long as wherever you're standing, you look and go, hey, what's that all about way over there? That counts. That'll draw you and try to bring you in to explore what that thing is. You know, so if you see a big city on the horizon, you're going to want to go explore that. That's a visual weenie.
So you're thinking that something vertical would be better for that?
I'm saying something very vertical or something very lower cool. Wait, that's not a word.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I really honestly don't care either way. It can go either way for me. So whoever is taking over that. I don't want to do the middle. So if you're gonna spearhead that middle part, then I think you should pick what you do with the middle.
But part of that is, if someone wants to do a giant cave system, for instance, a mountain would work better for that, because you can obviously carve into and you have a lot more place to work with. If someone wants to do ravines more so, then a mountain is not going to be very helpful for that, because you basically want it to look like the ground is splitting open and you want to have as much downward, you know, distance to go. I have opinions.
So a valley would help for that.
A valley would help with that. Yeah, exactly. If no one has opinions,
well,
I can make decisions. I mean,
if you have boss battles that you want to have done underground, then you want to have underground things.
So many.
Then you have underground things you want to have done. Then you want to have overground things that draw your attention to underground things. So it just depends. Do you want to have underground things? Then you want to have overground things that draw your attention to underground things. So it just depends on which way you go. So,
well, again, it's not even it's maybe more complicated than that, because, for instance, if you have a city on the side of a mountain, you can have tons of underground things, but that's very different than if you were to say you wanted to do a dwarven cavern. Dwarven caverns are much more sort of at the ground level and then go down.
Well, I mean, if you look at the Hermit Quest series, there was the cities, the citadels, and then they had the caverns and then the underground. So there was the overground, underground, and then the deep underground. So you had the top level, the mid level, and then the deep ground. So there was all sorts of levels that you had to conquest. So there was visuals on each level. So you had to go through each level to go through different things. So I mean, it just depended on which way you went. So I mean, you can't tell. Visually, there was something on each level.
Yes, and whatever we decide to do will determine that for us as well. But I mean, I'm really, really trying not to make this the Tazel project with the Tazel ideas.
I think we need to go back to the band and first put out a poll of who wants to work on it, and then, you know, who wants to have their own sections and what those sections are going to be, you know, what theme they're going to be.
If it's absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, this is just the beginning stage.
I know. And then from there, move on to what the world's going to look like, because I just don't think we're going to make any of those decisions right now.
I can guarantee Jack is not signing up for anything that has anything to do with prettifying anything.
Yeah, I mean, there are people that are really good at decorating. There are people that are really good. Like, I'm good at building big structures. I am terrible at decorating them. Also terrible at landscaping. Not so good at that. But, you know, if you want to build a structure with detail, I can do that. I'm quite nice at that.
Well, we have some really, really, really good builders on the realm. They're not in this chat right now. I mean, some of them are, obviously. Everyone's good at Minecraft, but we have some people who do this every season on their own.
Ghost.
Yeah. Ghost, Spider, who else?
Bobby? Yeah, but Ghost builds the huge structures that
are just Dini.
Crazy. Yeah, Dini as well.
Jack don't make pretty things.
Jack make functional things. They're making the things and all the products and all the things that we needed to make work very well.
I think that's why Jack and Corin keep me around, is to decorate things.
Hell yeah.
And Yo Mate, maybe.
I am horrible at making things look pretty. As you can see by the iron farm, there's still an iron farm.
Yeah, I was supposed to wrap that in something.
Hey, that satellite last season was pretty awesome, dude. The satellite dish?
It used to be a tree that I never finished.
That's what I said, satellite dish.
Yo, wait, did you see my iron farm from this season?
Tree. What'd you introduce it to, Tazel?
It's a giant redstone floating prison thing. Or not redstone, nether brick.
Time to make it pretty as you built it. No, I just built it to work. Yeah, and then I was like, I'll probably make it pretty later, even though I know I probably never will.
Yeah. Okay,
2 months
later.
Yeah.
And more than 2 months at this point. Okay, so we're not going to get into the idea of what shape of the building. What about cities? So, I know, you know, Miss Grumpy Cat wants to make the fairies, which... I don't think you'd have a fairy city, right?
Yeah, we would. It's in the tree. Have you never seen Avatar?
I have, yes.
Or Shatara.
It is the trees.
No, I've never seen Shatara. But I've seen Avatar.
I don't remember any fairies in Avatar. What are you talking about?
I know there's no fairies in Avatar, but they all lived in the tree.
There's those little leaf things, though, that were kind of like fairies.
The swirly leaf things?
Ewok.
No, Ewoks are cannibals. They eat people.
There he is.
I think he's talking about Ewoks.
Are they cannibals, or did they eat other people that weren't themselves?
Oh, true. They never show them eating other Ewoks. So I guess they technically aren't cannibals.
So in Shannara, they live in
that
the
make
castle.
You go,
So
in Shannara...
They lived in castles.
The fairies live in castles?
Yes, because they're like people.
Oh, interesting. Just, what were they? Or just elves. little itty bitty castles?
Yeah, elves are not fairies.
Fuck.
They're definitely different.
Like, are you going to build an elf
not even remotely close to
fairy settlement?
In can't some fantasy elves? Realms, fairies have pointy ears, which is about the only thing they have in common.
Can they be both?
No. I've ever heard of. And none of the fantasy books I've read are elves and fairies remotely close.
Fairies are small and fly and have...
They don't have to be small.
I don't... Kinda. Yeah.
My definition, though, I'm pretty sure...
smaller.
Fairy or a fae is defined as a small creature.
Yeah, by definition.
They're usually pixies are smaller than fairies, but... Fairies are pretty small.
Why are you so bad at this?
Same area.
Very disappointed.
You should go back to making these pretty. It's okay.
Okay, so assuming that we have a castle area near the fairies, for the fairies.
or elves, or
whatever it may be.
Okay, you know what? The elves are going to have fairies that live with them. Okay,
that's fine. Then you can make little fairy houses, you know, hanging from... their forest
builds. They intermingle.
So we're gonna have some sort of wooden city castle thing going on in the forest.
Not stone.
Well, there'll probably be stone but it's gonna be primarily wooden base. I'm assuming we're gonna have a more traditional castle-y medieval style build.
Or something.
I'm assuming we're going to have something kind of demonic. You know, I should probably be writing this stuff down.
That was going to be in another. Unless someone's doing that.
It could also be spilling out into the overworld like there's an invasion. Like from one side of the island, you could have like encroaching infection and darkness or something.
With maybe like, not stained. Unhealthy lands.
Tainted land.
What type of land?
Tainted.
I think, are you saying tainted?
Tainted love.
I think the beginning of your words are being cut off, yo.
Yeah, I do know for me that I'm going to have to plan on finding a decent spot for my crystal tree forest.
Yeah, so you said a tree forest?
Crystal tree forest. I'm going to use... colored glass to make them look crystally.
Oh, right. You wanted crystally glass, crystal.
She's making her own biome of forest.
Yeah, that's fine. I welcome custom biomes. Makes them much more unique. Okay, someone said the shipport city, right? Someone wanted a sort of fishing big city for ships.
I don't know who said that, but someone did say that.
Someone did say that. I was thinking that we could have someone that has a magician sort of area.
Ooh.
And I'm thinking that's where a end portal might be. Something hidden that you maybe have to unlock.
Hey, I have a question. Anybody want to make that in the Crystal Forest wizard area? I don't know. The Duchess sounds cool to me.
That maybe in
Crystal Forest. There could be Crystal Forest.
Yeah, in Delphi, yeah, and crystals to me just sound like a light area. I'm not really sure the end would be considered a light area. I don't know.
Well, it's...
I mean, it's like a hidden world, basically.
Yeah. I mean, we can definitely have more hidden areas, like it's in a valley someplace, or underneath ridge road, or something along those lines.
But the whole end dimension could be like a crystal dimension.
Maybe we could create like a ruins somewhere where we need to make the end portal somewhere in like these ruins that we make or something.
Well, that's what I was thinking, that the end portal would be within whatever the magician sort of, you know, the forgotten libraries with all these books and bookcases and giant libraries. It's some mage opened a portal to an unknown world or something something like that.
That will be determined at a later date.
Yes, and someone could actually build a full-on end city on the main island.
Now with these, is there any reason that there can't be any like sneaky little like sidescapes, like let's say a spleef arena hidden in.
No, there could definitely be gaming areas within this place. As long as they look like they fit in there, they can be functional, for sure.
But we just have to like match them to the theme of whatever area they're hidden in.
Correct. And that would even make the entire world a lot more useful. Because then you could travel to, you know, the Kingdom of the Crystal... Not Skull. That's a terrible, terrible movie. Kingdom of the Crystal Forest. And that's where you play, you know, Spleef. Or you go over to the castle area, and then it has a whole battle arena that you can, you know, PvP fight in.
Oh my gosh, that we could actually, like, if we have, like, an actual castle/city area... You wouldn't even have to hide an arena there. You just have it right out there in the open. It's like one of the main buildings.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's what I mean. You can make structures functional. Part of the nice thing of it being 1,500 square blocks is that's a lot of space. It's actually not as much space as you may think it is, but it is quite a bit of space. And we can put a lot of structures in there. As long as things don't get overcrowded... You know, so there's still forests in between the areas where you can put in, you know, fields and farms, and people can, you know, say you don't want to be involved and you just like, oh, I just want to build a nice little cottage someplace. You can hop onto the world, find a spot that has a little sign on it that says, hey, there should be a cottage, you know, a little cottage in this area. They can go, okay, I can make a cottage in there. And then they make a little cottage and, you know, their contribution's over and they're done.
Not to mention that we have like the whole underground, like a good portion of the ocean to work with. If anybody wants to build underground or in the ocean, we even have the sky if someone wants to make like a floating city.
Sure, I mean this is a fantasy area. Now, if we're going to make a floating city, I would strongly recommend that we lower sea level, which will give us a lot more vertical space to work with. And again, this goes back into the what is the overall shape of the world going to be. You know, if we want floating cities, well, we're going to need room to build a floating city.
Well, I mean, if you have a floating city, I mean, you have, like, I mean, once you hit cloud level, once you have, like, another 120-something blocks.
128.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's pretty decent. I mean, it takes, like, what, like, 30 blocks above cloud level before it's actually hidden and you can't see any blocks above there from ground level, I think.
My base is at 170, and you can still see it from ground, from sea level.
Okay.
Well, I think overall, some of our build styles, it's going to be mostly building at ground level and below. But mostly on the top with stuff branching downwards. It could be the general idea of how most of us build.
Also, I mean, I know we all have these super lofty goals. This is our first time doing something like this. It's very important that we don't... It's important that we have an understanding of what we can do at this point, especially as our first time out. Because I think if we aim way too high, we're not going to finish it and we're all going to be discouraged. If we try to do something reasonable and we get to that point, then yeah, we can always go further than that. But if we want to try, basically what I'm trying to say is let's not try to put too much into this. I know we have all these great ideas, you know, to put all the things in there. I just don't think that's something that we're going to be able to do, at least not at first.
Currently I just have my one specific idea and then I'm probably just going to go from there.
Honestly, getting ideas and concepts nailed down right now is a little hard chat without...
Well, yeah, the point of the voice chat is to get ideas and ideas spread around and try to get...
And also, any of you though, that are listening to this after the fact, you know, if you have some great ideas or stuff that you'd like us to incorporate, be sure to leave a comment down the site's page for this episode, and we'll try to see about incorporating those ideas as well. So try that as well, and you can find this, of course, at the77thcombined.com/blog, or just click on the Cocktail Hour to find today's episode, which would be August. No, it's not August yet. It's still September, right? No, it's time August. Traveler. August. August 8th. It's August. August 17th. August 17th. August 17th.
August 18th. Right now.
Shh! Don't ruin the illusion of time effect.
It's already. Yeah, because by the time they see it, it's gonna be. It's gonna be when
on the site. It's gonna be say August 17th.
So I posted in chat the picture of the build that I'm trying to. Basically planning everything around. It's just one castle and one large tree, and then I'll have, you know, maybe some smaller huts or whatever around, like little, like I want to replicate the thing that I did.
Yeah, see, that is a visual weenie.
So I was thinking, when did I make the big, the mushroom, the gnome cave thing, the little mushroom everyone made fun of in Spike's Town?
Mushroom thing in Spike's Town.
Jack, it was...
We've all blocked it from my memories.
No, it was maybe... where was the build that had...
What season?
It was like season 4.
I want to say 4, but I'm not 100% sure on that.
Because that's the one where I made the giant hand. And you made like the little... What was it like? Something like that?
I mean, it was just... You remember with the sword that went into the house?
Sword that went into the house?
It was near... it was Spike's little town. I think... I don't know. Anyway, I started off with mushrooms, and I built dirt around it and made it into a, like, half-dome... It was a small house. I mean, it was like a little fairy hut.
Hmm.
I remember that. I remember that. I watched that live.
Yes, that.
Yeah, yeah, I remember.
So anyway, I'm going to have a bunch of those around it, like outlying as little, you know, townspeople or whatever, but that's where I'm kind of going with that. But more magical looking, I guess. More use of, okay, like single pane glass and like as tinsel coming off the trees and like a little more vibrant, like Avatar like.
Okay.
Question: are you could have sprites in your village too?
Are those not fairies?
No, they're not.
No, sprites are even smaller.
Okay. Well,
sprites are bigger extra than fairies. Small.
They're extra.
Yeah.
Sprites are bigger than fairies.
What? Wait, what? No.
No.
A sprite?
A sprite? No.
Troll and fairy, get out of here with that.
No, no, no. Sprite is I would be in the same level as a pixie.
Yeah. No, sprites and pixies are the small same. Ones.
Sprites are a little bit bigger. They're like forests. You've never heard of like a forest sprite?
You offended.
2 to 3 feet tall.
What? No.
Let's see. Like fairy-like creatures.
I demand to see a size chart.
Okay, well, there's going to be no actual living things in my world, so you can have whatever gnome-like or, you know, woodland creature-like.
Oh, no, he's right.
I still demand to see a size chart.
Yo is right. A sprite does not specifically refer to a size. It refers to a class. It is, oftentimes they are diminutive beings, but there are also elemental sprites, such as water sprites, which are oftentimes full size.
There's also a sprite race, depending on what fantasy you go by or through.
Yeah, but usually they are referred to as a very, very small size in league with pixies and fairies.
I still think of them as teeny tiny.
I tend to think of them along the same as a pixie, yeah.
All right, guys, with that, I am out. Have a good night.
Okay, night.
Good night, cat.
Yeah, we're kind of wrapping up here also. Okay, so we're looking at... what are we at? So we have a wooden city base. That's sort of the one Cat's working on. This a standard medieval city, crystal glass forest, a shipyard sort of city, a magician city, possibly with the crystal forest, a end city, a nether city. And I was thinking that the nether would have at least two entrances to it.
On like either side?
The reason why I wanted to have multiple entrances is A, that gives just a little bit more access to the nether, and it's easier to fall into, so to speak. But also, that gives a way that if we were to do any sort of quests or adventure mode or something along those lines, it would give you a path. Whereas if you had only one entrance, you would have to go do the thing and then go back the way you came, so you're backtracking at that point, and that's not as interesting. But if you found a evil, you know, sorcerer above ground, and then you went through, found the nether city, you went and explored the nether city, and you found another portal, and you come out at the evil stronghold in the overworld, or something, you know, weird like that. Or in a volcano, or, you know, whatever it may be. the end city, obviously, would only have one entrance, because end portals. And such.
Mm-hmm.
I did do a little bit of testing, and it looks like even with block griefing off for mobs, Ender Dragon still flies through things.
Well, so it's just part of their coding.
Yeah, their coding. The coding for the Ender Dragon is it flies, and anything that's in its way, it either destroys or it doesn't destroy, and that's it. Originally, Notch said the reason why he did that was because he kept having the dragon, because it had multiple, it's technically three entities, it kept hitting objects and getting caught, so he just made it so it flew through them, destroyed anything that wasn't end block or obsidian, so.
Or bedrock.
Or bedrock, yeah. Or end crystal as well. But with mob griefing off, it doesn't destroy the block, but it still flies through it.
Still gonna fly away.
I mean, if you're gonna solve a problem, like, that's the best way to do it. Like, there's no more problem.
There is no more problem. It just destroys the block. Done.
Yeah. Like that's the best way to fix the problem. Like, oh, there's
It's the Uber mob. It destroys everything. Yeah. Done.
No more problem.
So it doesn't look like we can necessarily have maybe an Ender Dragon in the overworld or something like that. It would just fly through things.
It just has to be at 0-0, and it will go underground at some point. But I can't remember at what Y level it will go to, but it will destroy some blocks, but not all of them.
Well, again, with mob griefing off, it can't destroy any blocks.
It will just not...
It'll just fly through it.
To some extent, yeah.
It won't destroy it. It'll just fly through it.
Yeah, but to make it cohesive, we'll want to, like, terrain... We'll want to texture some terrain to where it won't look...
Well, what terrible. I'm thinking is, for especially our first time out, we just don't do an Ender Dragon. We might be able to do a Wither, because, again, with mob griefing off, it can't destroy the block. So we can trap a Wither.
Well, yeah, what I'm saying is that Y-0-0, we'd want to, like, if we did a dragon, we'd want to, like, make some caverns or whatever at 0-0 to where it would have the dragon fight there. But, you know, if the dragon isn't going to destroy the terrain, we'd give it some room to breathe, you know, so it's not going to... You know, if it can't destroy the blocks there, you know, have some room to, you know, fly around, you know, so it's not, it does, you know.
Right, but I'm saying that our first time out doing this, we're not going to do an end dragon thing.
Or you could take the easy way out, you know, whatever you want to do.
We'll save that for round two. Let's put a pin in that for round two.
Okay. Yeah, problem solved is secondhand PN says. You know,
yeah.
whatever you want to do. You know.
Okay. Any other last ideas before we sort of wrap this back up and put it back to the band community to look at and deal with? Let's go down the list. Llama, you've been kind of quiet here. What do you have any additional thoughts?
Nope.
Nope. Okay, you just went your crystal forest.
Oh, that's basically, it's like my basic idea. I'm kind of going to build as I go.
Okay. Yeah. So let's see. Secondhand, anything in the chat, type it in there and we'll mention it. While Secondhand's typing, Jack, any last thoughts on this?
I'm good, basically. Yeah, I'm good.
You're good? Okay. Yo, anything... To before we start looking at a seed and some general ideas to build up the island that you're interested in. I know you said you wanted to do the labyrinth.
I said I'm interested in doing like a dungeon or like challenge courses. You know,
would you prefer that
to build technical things?
Would you prefer that more in a mountain? Would you prefer that just under the normal flat ground in a ravine?
I mean, I'm just because if there's not mountains, I'm just going to make myself a mountain range and put it there.
Okay, so you're planning on putting it in a mountain areas anyway.
Mountain.
Okay.
Because, you know, like a dangerous cavern in the mountains type of thing.
Gotcha. Okay.
That's the plan.
So there would be a cave, you know, that outcropping that you would be exploring. And, oh, what's over here? And go deep into the cave. And all of a sudden it closes behind you and you're now in a labyrinth and have to escape. Okay, and let's see. And secondhand,
with secondhand peon, good until we actually see the terrain we're given, and then the ideals will really flow. That's where I'm at. You know, then we'll see where we're at, and then we'll get the ideas and the creative juices will flow. That's where I'm at.
Okay, so it sounds like really what I need to do is just design an island and then let people play with it.
Booyah.
Let's see the island.
Okay. So maybe I will work with that. So that
release
will,
the hounds.
Yes. So that will wrap up this conversation about our project. Do we want to think of a name? So right now it's just sort of I've been unofficially calling it the 77th Island Project, but that seems kind of drab.
Does it have any give it like an official title?
Yeah, I mean, this is supposed to be the fantasy island medieval realm.
The 77th creative build team, something or another.
Yep, that's where I'm at too. Yo, mate.
Fantasy Project 1.
very technical. Very technical.
Build team, creative build 1.
For a title, we don't need to mention the build team. That could be the description. So, like, Fantasy World 1, I don't know.
I mean, it doesn't really need a book.
You can always go to a fantasy name generator online and just come up with some sort of random, fun-sounding name for it.
The 77th Islands of Mist, Avalon. Something weird like that.
Yeah, just go online and pick like 5 random shenanigan names and like put it to the band and see put it to band and poll band what 5 random names band picks.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, so thank you to LMA, Ilian Mage, we got Secondhand Peon, Jericho Jack, Yo Mate. We had Grumpy Cat a little while back, and also there was a couple comments from who else was here? Captain Ted Redbeard was in here for a little while. So, nice spirited sort of conversation. Thank everyone for helping out discussing some of these stuff. And, that's gonna be it for the 77th Cocktail Hour for this week. For those not already part of the 77th Combined, but want to learn more, please check out our website at the77thcombined.com for more stories, pictures, where to watch us, and all our past season content. You can also follow us on our Twitter account, at the77th Combined. Chat with us in our multiplayer Minecraft Discord group, or watch our players at the official 77th Combined YouTube channel. Links to these can be found in the show notes. We look forward to your feedback. You can email us at 77thcombinefeedback@gmail.com. We record this live weekly on Friday nights, and it's open to any member of the 77th Combined. For those of us on our live chat, we'll be continuing into the 77th After Dark voice chat. Thanks for listening, and happy crafting!